All right, Otto. Starting where you started tonight, was it just to get to the front as fast as you could?
No, I mean, I just knew that my car was going to tighten up. I pretty much predicted it was going to get tight, so early on the car was good, so I tried to take advantage of that, you know, while the car was reasonably good.
Once you got up behind Ray, were you pretty content riding second for a while and those laps tick away until maybe you felt it was time to go?
Yes, but no, because Ray's car, I thought, was actually pretty good. I mean, watching him, I think that he was better than we were. The only hope that I thought I had was lap traffic, and it didn't seem to materialize. We didn't come into lap traffic until the last several laps of the race. And I don't know. Because our car was so bad 2 weeks ago, we had it ultra tight tonight, and it showed the whole race. I mean, we started out a little bit good, and then by the midway point, I mean, essentially I could have given up. But, I mean, I just tried to stick with them just in case something happened. But, I mean, I don't know. We just, like I said, we over-tightened the car because of what happened 2 weeks ago, and it almost bit us.
You and Barn, everybody was just kind of throwing the cars down low, taking the lead, and then hoping for dear God they could hold on to it as they're coming out of the turn, but nobody seemed like they could.
Right. I think all three of us were pretty tight. Barnsey and I looked to be about the same tightness, I think. I know I was extremely tight. I mean, I was doing everything I could to try to just stay with Ray. Where he said he got tight at the end, but I think his big thing, I don't know exactly why, but his car doesn't seem to be that good in traffic, no matter what it's doing. And usually I can try to make traffic play into my hand, and we just got lucky in that case. In my eyes, we got lucky, and didn't work out for us.
When you saw Barnes, did you like, where the heck did he come from? I thought it was just going to be down to Ray and I.
No, not at all. I mean, I always look for the 47, the 68, all the guys with those new style Hawk cars, you know. I was a little relieved. I saw the 52 in the wall. I mean, I didn't want to see that at all. But after it's all said and done and I had nothing to do with it, I go, well, at least there's one of the strongest cars that I don't really have to contend with, you know what I mean? I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm sure he'd be the same way, you know. Not that I ever want to see that by any means, but, you know, when one of the strongest competitors isn't there anymore and 10 grand's on the line, well, oh, well, you know, especially if my car was off like it was. So.
The two times you throw it in turn three and it didn't pan out when he came off turn four, is that what made you make the move on Graham in turn two, the one that actually got you the win?
Well, I mean, yeah, when I got him the first time down the backstretch, I knew his car was faltering at that point, and I just kept, my only thing I had was to throw it to the outside of him and try to get the car to turn in the middle and pin him. And each time I'd throw it to the outside of him, it looked like I was going 50 mile an hour faster and the thing would just take off. It wouldn't turn, no matter what. So once we got back here, the way I saw it with two to go, I had nothing to lose. I had already been third, you know, so we were just vying so that it all took place so quick. And I saw a group of cars. And I just went, you know what, I'm going to put it any place that will fit right now to try to get even with them. And then, you know, even when I got even with Ray, I knew I had him by three quarters of a car anyway. And when I got to, I can't remember, somebody was right in front of me. I just turned right. And when I know he's not right alongside of me, I'm going right. It's 10 grand. And if I can clear, then, I'm going to do it.
Chaos or fun or both the last couple laps?
A lot of fun and a lot of chaos.
Great. Otto, who would you like to thank for your win tonight?
Well, I got to thank all of my crew. They were here early this morning as soon as they could get in, and they were servicing my car and DJ's car. And just got to thank everybody. Everybody puts a lot of time in, whether it's getting off of work and coming up here, or they drive a long ways to come to the shop when they do. And just got a really good crew, and I got to thank my family that supports me. And then, you know, of course, Nicotra, a crazy guy, comes up here and is, you know, his wife is sick and all that, so he's got a lot on his plate to come up here and support this place.